And let's begin immediately. We've got Dr. Deborah Stroman on the line talking about sports, and she is coming to us all the way from New York right now, where she is at Brant Lake Camp. Dr. Stroman, how are you?
I am doing so well. It's just a special time for people during the summer who are blessed and able to get away and have that personal retreat. But for young people, it's camp time. And I'm so excited to be up here at Brant Lake Camp under the leadership of the Gersten family.
And the Gersten family includes Bobby Gersten, who is the oldest living Tar Heel athlete, right, at this point, 97?
That's right. He's special to UNC. Bobby came down. Wow, he's 97 years old now, but he came down before Dean Smith. In fact, he actually helped recruit Dean Smith to Chapel Hill. But he was a baseball and a basketball star with Frank McGuire. And he is the oldest living baseball and basketball alum that we have. He lives in Chapel Hill now, but he comes home every summer. I think he's done about 70 straight summers here at Brant Lake Camp. His uncle actually started the camp and then turned it over to his daughter, Karen, and then to Bobby. And now, four generations later, Bobby's son, Richie, now runs the camp with his wife, Meeks, and it is just one special place. We've got young people from all over the country here and all over the world who come to this special camp. It's located along just a gorgeous, crystal clear lake called Brant Lake, 6 miles long in the Adirondack Mountains.
Speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman right now, and I mean, Bobby Gersten is great. We've had him on the air a couple of times, and he can just tell a thousand stories about his experiences with Carolina. So tell us about Brant Lake Camp. Like, what does it entail, and how is it connected to the university?
Sure. So there's no doubt that you're very, very fortunate if you get an opportunity to do an overnight camp. I know I did it when I was young, and it's something that I'll never forget. But it's important for us to provide opportunities for our young people where they can learn teamwork, independence, and respect at an early age. And oftentimes, that can't happen without a lot of challenges in the classroom. And so when you can take that time to take your youngster and have them get another education or a complementary education in the summer, we want to do that. But this camp is really special, I found, because of the culture. There's no doubt you get a lot of competition because the young people are playing sports, but it's also based on collaboration. You see a lot of support from one another, a lot of applauding, a lot of recognition of the campers, of the counselors and the staff for their help in making sure the camp runs properly. It's just a special, special camp. And this has been going on now for over 100 years. Last year, they celebrated the centennial. And so you know they have the right formula where you can get over 400 campers each year with the tradition. The special event each year is called a gray-green competition. And for those listening in, if you're a part of this alumni network where you get chosen to be on one side or the other, gray or green, you know it's probably the toughest competition that you'll face ever in your life. You've got boys from ages 7 to 15 and girls age 11 to 16 competing in this campus-wide competition. Everything from basketball, baseball, softball, tennis, soccer. For the girls, you've got lacrosse and volleyball. You've got all these other sports taking place, and they're playing for points. And at the end, you would think that someone had just lost the Super Bowl or lost their favorite teddy bear. Everything from the wind, and they get to jump up and then go ring that very, very beautiful victory bell, to the handshakes of good sportsmanship. I tried. I did my best. But it's one of the most memorable events you could ever have as a child. And my understanding that the Green and Gray alumni of Brant Lake, they continue that through their life. And so you will see these people as business people, lawyers, doctors, educators, any type of profession. And they'll say, did you go to Brant Lake? Yes. And the first question is, were you gray or were you green?
And I know you, I mean, I know you, you talk about, we've talked about this a number of times on the air, and I know you, you make it a point of emphasis as often as you can about the importance of sports in life and the positivity that you can get and the good things that can come out of athletic competition and just athletics in general. And you really see that, I think, prominently at something like summer camp. But then how do the kids go forward from that? What do you see them taking from summer camp and then going on with their school years or on with their lives? I know the green and gray fraternity sorority is going to be a lifelong thing. What else do people take?
Well, I'm a firm believer that life is all about quality relationships. It's not who you know, it's not what you know, but who knows you on a favorable basis. And so you always want to be kind. You always want to be in servant mode to help others if possible, because you never know when it's going to come back to you. And I think that's definitely instilled. It's baked into the DNA of this camp. You'll see a lot of competition, very, very tough competition. But again, you don't have to be a great sports young person to be at this camp. But the competition is very strong. But they teach, you know, helping each other up, applauding. I saw last year when I was here visiting, a young man who had difficulty swimming the length of the lake. They have this little area roped off for a swimming competition. And the kids were cheering him on like he was Ryan Lochte, or, you know, or, I mean, just cheering him on. And I was really confused because he was struggling. Well, later on, someone whispered to me that this young man in the lake that was struggling was actually the best tennis player at the camp. He just whips up on everybody. And so they encourage each other that even though you might be weak in this one area, we're going to make sure that you feel like a champion in it regardless. But those are the types of things that are instilled. Yes, those lifelong friendships, the connections, the students take, they stay in touch with each other. And now, of course, we have social media. So everything from Snapchat and Instagram where they're communicating with one another, especially for those who come from other countries. You see that. A lot of the young students aren't used to these different accents, so that's really beautiful as well. But there is no doubt that sport provides, I believe, one of the best ways to teach discipline, to teach determination. You have to never quit. As I spoke to the girls this week, I talked to them about using affirmations, speaking positive words into your life. And using the BLC, Brant Lake Camp, I asked them to say to themselves that you're beautiful, that you're a leader, and that you're a champion, so that they walk away with that positivity, again, all nurtured here at Brant Lake Camp.
I love it. We're speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman, and Deb, will let you get back to it. But people want to find out more about Brant Lake Camp. Where do they go? How do they find out?
Well, they have a wonderful website for the girls, Brant Lake Sports Academy. We call it BrantLakeSportsAcademy.com. And for the boys, you can go directly to Brant Lake Camp, BrantLakeCamp.com. And again, it's all managed, directed by Tar Heels, Bobby Gersten, Vichy Gersten, and now their son, Max Gersten. So you have that Tar Heel flavor. I love in the arts and craft room because they have a Tar Heel uniform up there that a student has painted. They've got some things up there, which I kind of shudder to say on air, but they do have some Duke Sucks banners up. But there's just a love for UNC up here. You can see that Tar Heel family. It's definitely is just part of Brant Lake Camp. And I encourage anyone who's interested in getting involved with Brant Lake Camp, whether you want to be a camp counselor, a junior counselor, or if you want to send your youngster, please contact Vichy Gersten. Or visit the website.
All right, sounds good. Dr. Deb Stroman, thank you so much.
Thank you.